first looks very similar, but the moment we start looking closer, we see that Japan and China are two entirely different civilizations on the material culture level. Now we want to go down deeper to the political and administration system. Again, if you talk to an ordinary Westerner who knew a little bit, maybe had been to China and Japan just briefly and read something of their history, and you said, do they have roughly the same administrative and political system historically? They would say, yes, of course. They both have an emperor. It was the emperor of Japan, the emperor of China. The emperor has his court in the center. And so it looks, and it is based on similar philosophy of Confucianism. So it looks roughly the same. The Forbidden City in China is the same as the special city within Tokyo, and before that in Kyoto. And of course, it's a system with few legal institutions in both cases. So yes, they're roughly the same. But once you go deeper, you find that the political and legal systems and administration of the two countries are totally different. And this is because for a while, roughly between about the 8th century, that is 1200 years ago, and about the 12th century, for 300 years, China influenced Japan very much. They introduced tea, they introduced Confucianism, they introduced the administration system of China. They made their cities look like Chinese cities. Nara and Kyoto were like Chinese cities. So for 300 or 400 years, Japan looked as if it was going to become just a small version of China. But then around the 12th century, in other words, about 800 years ago, you have a period called the Kamakura period, based on the city of Kamakura, south of Tokyo, when they threw off their Chinese surface and they went back to an earlier system of Japan. This is what Japan does again and again. And here, instead of a centralized administrative bureaucratic system like the one I described this morning, the Japanese go back or forward to a special kind of feudal system, which is called a centralized feudal system. This is very unusual in history, this kind of political system. It's only found in two places on a large scale. One is in Japan, and the other is in England. Our political system and the Japanese political system traditionally have been very similar. A centralized feudal system is one where, I drew a picture of it before. It is at the top is the emperor or the ruler. He has, in the case of England, he has certain very, very powerful big landowners lords, earls, counts. We have names for them. Who he gives land to. In Japan, these are called daimyo. So you have a daimyo for a whole county or province of Japan. They then have their people to whom they give some land. We're called samurai. These are warriors. And then the samurai give this land down to the peasants and the villages. So peasants. In England we have the same system. The ruler gives land to the big lords, they give them to small lords, they give them to peasants. But they don't give it just freely. The idea is that in return, these people at each all the levels owe payments of money, rents and fees, to the next level up, the next level up, to the next level up, to the next level up. And also loyalty. If this person asks for the support of these people to fight, they will support him. And he will bring these people who support him, these people who support him. This is called centralized feudalism because the loyalty in these cases you owe to the emperor or the person at the top is more than your loyalty to the person above you. In England, each citizen in England owes historically their first allegiance, their first loyalty, their first duty is to the king above the person who is just above them. Normal feudalism, as described by many well-known historians for Europe, the kind of feudalism we get in France and Spain and so on, is not centralized. And in that case, these people get a huge amount of power. And they, if they like, these people owe their loyalty to them. So if this person says, I want you to fight against the emperor or the king in France, you support this person. Your first duty is to the person above you, not to the center, not to the centralized. These are two kinds of feudalism. And the Japanese and the English have this very strange kind of feudalism, which is related, I think, to the fact that they live on islands. What happens in France, Spain, Italy, all over the continent of Europe, which is the normal kind of feudalism, is that because they are not islands, it is very difficult for the center to control the people below them. They have to give them a lot of power because the person below them, who say is living on the edge of a big country, he knows that he can, if necessary, he can go and join another country and fight against the king. And so he has a lot of independence of power. And therefore the king has to give down a lot of power and lose a lot of authority. So it's decentralized. Whereas if you're on an island, there is no danger. There's no one you can go and join. And so the center can be very much more powerful. So these two islands, big islands, have this kind of centralized administration. But there is another great difference, as well as the fact that, as I explained to you this morning, the Chinese system is one of mandarins and bureaucratic administration. One of the extraordinary features, again, about both Japan and England, is that this is combined with a division of power at the top. In One of the great difficulties you have, and this explains a lot of your problems with your political system, many people think, for example, that Xi Jinping is too powerful and getting more and more powerful because he is right at the top and there is no one who can stand up against him. Jiang Zemin or others might do a little bit, but there is only one leader, there's one emperor, nothing else. Now, that is an imperial absolute system, but in this Japanese system and in our English system, there are two people at the top. In Japan, there is the military ruler who is in charge. He is the, if you like, in modern business terms, he is the CEO. He is the chief executive officer. He is the person who runs the army and runs everything. So he is the person who does stuff. In Japan, there is the shogun who lives in Tokyo for 500, 600, 700 years. And then there is the emperor who lives in Kyoto. And he is the ritual leader. He is descended from the sun god. He is the ceremonial leader. And this is split. And for many centuries, the power was split between the ceremonial ritual ruler and the executive army, head of the army. Until finally, at the Meiji Restoration in 1870, this person who had effectively been running Japan for some centuries was defeated by the emperor's army, and you have the modern imperial China. Now, it's the same with our government system in the West, in England. Not in the continent, but in England, certainly for the last 300 or 400 years, we have had the king or the queen here, who is the ceremonial leader, and we have parliament. The House of Commons and the House of Lords, and they run the country. So there is a balance between the two parts, and having that balance allows you to have a lot of freedom, which you don't have if you have just one person at the top of the system. This system, king here, parliament there, I'll come back to this when we talk about England and America. One of the tragedies that has happened in America, because they didn't quite, they weren't quite able to take this system to America properly. The result is that Obama, the president of America, has to be the king of America and also the head of the executive branch. So you don't have the proper division of powers, and this is why they are in a terrible mess. One of the reasons they're in a terrible mess in America, because they can't balance. They don't have a division like that. And why we think it's a very good idea to have a king or a queen who will do all the ritual and ceremonial and other things, but doesn't have much practical political power. Again, when you examine the philosophy behind this system compared to the Chinese, as I mentioned this morning and we talked about it, although there are qualifications, the Chinese system, your main allegiance is going up through the system to your parents and then to the emperor. In the Japanese case, they are absolutely clear that your first allegiance is to the head of the system, the emperor. So there is no question that if the emperor says, kill your father, you kill your father. If your political superior might not be the emperor, it might be the daimyo, it might be the samurai. Whoever is above you politically can order you to do something against your family. Now, you may think this is not very important, and you wouldn't often get into a situation where you have to try and you have to choose between killing your father and killing an emperor. But actually, that difference, underneath that difference, is a whole different world. What it means is that politics, power, comes before family in Japan. Your relations in Japan fundamentally are a matter of a contract, a decision, an artificial relationship with someone who is more powerful than you. That comes first. That is a world of contract and artificial political relations coming before a world of family sentiments. And one of the great theorists of modern civilizations, Sir Henry Maine, who was at my university, he said that the movement of progressive societies, the movement of progress to a modern world, is the movement from societies based on the family, what he calls status, that is birth, the movement from societies based on birth to societies based on contract, that is a decision you take when you become older and more mature, the movement from status to contract, and that is what has happened in Japan and in England. But historically, and only recently has it happened in China, the movement from status to contract. Which takes us on to the family systems. Again, if I asked you, would you think that your family system was very different from Japanese family systems? Could you describe any differences between your family system and their family system? Would you think they were roughly the same or very different? Maybe you've never thought about it. Well, yeah.